Love and Talk Radio.
The all needs have been met. Even I'm hearing healing in your body. That's what I'm hearing. So we just thank you, Lord God, for the healing in our body to the blood cells, I'm hearing vessels, to the bloodline, to the blood. We thank you, Lord God, for healing her even in our shoulders. We thank you for Jehovah Rapha that you would touch her in abundance. We command all sickness to go out, all infirmity. We break your hold right now. I just hear your shoulders. I don't know where the sickness is at. Where is the sickness? If you can.
They're checking my thyroid right now.
Okay. Well, we just speak to her thyroid gland that it would line up the way you have designed it in Jesus' name, that it wouldn't be any setbacks. We even thank you, Lord God, for energy that her, if she's moving too fast, that you would align her to move the way you designed her to move in Jesus' name. And I'm still in pain in my neck, so I just pray against all false burdens. You do have pain? We pray healing to her neck now, and that false burden that you're taking on, and just like move your head back and forth like this, pop, even out of her right shoulder, out of her vertebrae, we command all pain to go out in Jesus' name. And you have to, some things is for God to do. When you take it to God, leave it there. Even as you feel the pain lightening up, it's going to exit. Some things you have to give it to the Lord. He says, take my yoke upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So you can't fix the whole world. So some, when you take it to the Lord, leave it there. Amen. I command this pain to go, this discomfort. We break your hold down. In Jesus' name, command it to go out. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. I command you to go. Forgive yourself. That's what I heard. Forgive yourself. In the name of Jesus, we break all discomfort now due to unforgiveness or strife or weariness. So we're getting hot now. I command you to go out. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. It's going to lighten up before the service is over. So let's give God a hand praise for the woman of God. Back over to Sherelle.
It's the last situation. It's something about this last situation that has opened the door for this turmoil in your shoulder. So you got to surrender that person. If you like, just start doing it as soon as you can. That pain will leave you. It's like it will leave. It will dissipate. God will heal you.
Amen.
A lot of times we don't understand that healing, the sickness is on us because sometimes we open the door, we don't mean to, but we just fight the way we know how to fight. But there's a better way now, amen, that you take it to the Lord, give it to him, and then he'll fight your battle for you, amen, so you don't have to carry that upon you anymore, amen.
Amen.
Just one more hand clap of praise. Thank you for your position.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We all had an opportunity this time. Glory to God. And we're going to move to the portion of service where we meet and greet.
Amen.
Glory to God. Put a smile on your face, open up your arms, give a hug, and put a little love in your life. Glory to God. Do a little dance.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're at the time of testimony time.
Well,
we can come and tell of the goodness of the Lord. You don't feel you have a testimony? He woke you up this morning.
Amen.
You don't feel you have a testimony? You're walking and living proof that you are a living testimony. Glory to God. So let's just acknowledge God in our testimony and tell of his goodness and his glory. You can't tell it all, but tell us something.
Amen.
All right, I got the mic. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise him one more time, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Glory. We got some children in the house of glory. Yes. We receive that. And I'm sure the Lord receives it too. So praise God for our children. Glory to God. I give honor to God, our apostle, our visitor here, and our family here of ministers. And glory to God. Thank God for all of you. I thank God how yesterday I was able to celebrate my baby boy's 9-year birthday. Now, this is a child that I thought my appendix was bursting, and I ran to the emergency room thinking that I, you know, was having that problem, and gave me the test and said, there he is. Glory to God. I thank God for how we had ended up getting news that our baby daughter in Africa was sick, and when I heard she was sick, I'm like, wait a minute, you know, this back and forth thing has got to stop. But when I talked to her, I heard her voice, and, you know, I could hear that she was having an issue, but her voice was strong, and the Lord let me know what it was. So I talked to, we call her Mommy Dupe. So I talked to Mommy Dupe, and I, you know, let her know what to do and everything. So I had my mother to pray, and my mother said the same thing. I said, oh, all right, okay. So now we know what to do. So thank God for her healing as well. And I thank God for how on yesterday I was able to be, you know, strong enough without pain to have fun with the family. My husband has never rode a go-kart. So it was the funniest thing to see this giant in a little go-kart trying to see himself inside of it. It was too funny. He could hardly fit in that little bumper boat, but he got in that boat with his son, and they had the best of times. And everything that LeBron wanted to do, he wanted to do with his father. So I didn't do nothing. I just watched. I was cheering them on. Go ahead, shoot them. Shoot them. They were playing games. So I just thank God for that. And thank God for my healing. So come on and tell your testimony.
There's a song that says, he's my way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Yes.
That is who you are.
Yeah. Yes.
He's my way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
I praise God today,
hallelujah.
Y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's give God a hallelujah in this house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning, and then I got up this morning. And someone may say, well, don't you usually get up after you wake up? Well, my testimony is this morning, when I woke up, I didn't have any problems getting up.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. I praise God for deliverance.
Amen.
I praise God for my healing.
I praise God for the authority that he has given us in his name.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We have victory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I praise him. This morning, glory be to God. This morning, I said, Lord, I'm supposed to be going to, I'm going through some situations right now. I said, but God, I need prayer.
Amen.
I need prayer of direction. I need prayer, God, because I need to know what to do.
Yes.
I was in my prayer closet all night long, last night, whoever was in my business. I was in my prayer closet all last night and the night before that, just crying out before God. Because I am desperate for a move of God.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you are going through things in your life, you have to be desperate in order for God to move in your life. Amen?
Yeah.
And I was crying out before God and I said, God, I don't know what to do. I just don't know. I'm in that place where I just don't know. 2012, granddaughter got killed, 5-year-old. 2013, my sister went out of here with cancer. And some type of way that was put in my lap with the blame. 2014, my son was found in his church pond. Glory be to God. And then we just buried my father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in the midst of that, many trips to the hospital and to the doctor. Oh, but God is a healer.
Yeah, he is.
Hallelujah, a deliverer and a prayer answering God. So I bless God today because he is awesome in all of his ways.
Yeah,
I love him and I adore him.
Yeah.
You know, when I was seeking God, and I said, God, I need victory.
Yeah.
I need victory over the situation.
Yeah.
I need victory in the situation that I am in right now and we are facing, God. I need victory. I need your hand to be moved, God. Father, your word said that we can command your hand to be moved. And Father God, I need your hand to be moved. I need victory in this thing.
Yeah.
And then my prayer call to the Lord came with chastisement, I heard you say this morning. Hallelujah. And he said the first person, before you seek victory over any individual or any circumstance or situation, the first thing you need to be trying to seek victory over is yourself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I pray God for forgiving myself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
In due season. Amen. So that we can rest assured that he's speaking to us and the way we should go and the things we should do. Amen. And the other thing I'm grateful for is the housewarming yesterday that Sister Yvonne gave me.
Amen.
I was blessed by some cards and some gifts, and I'm excited about that. Amen. And thank you all for coming out and giving me 2 hours of your time yesterday. Especially grateful for the men that came out, Elder Barry and Elder Naaman.
Amen.
Because men usually don't do housewarming. They be like, I ain't going to a housewarming party for what? I ain't going and sitting up there with all the women playing games and they clacking and all that. But he came and he did well. He didn't cut us up. He did well. So. And Naaman came. So we had two elders there. And I was so honored and humbled to have them. That just is. To hear me in your midst is a blessing.
Amen.
And I honor the men here. You guys know that. I try to make a way for you any way I can because we need men in our midst. Amen.
Yes, yes.
They estimated, I think Apostle Tyson estimated that 90% of the church is full of women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we see our percentage right here. But we believe God for increase.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I lost one of my good friends. Her funeral was yesterday, and she and I used to color together. And when I had went to see her, I was going to pray the prayer of Hezekiah. Lord, give her 50 more years.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was writing out to her, the Lord said, Desmond, you're not going to pray that prayer. You're going to, I have this in control. The Lord said, I have this in my control. And so I began to just cry all the way to her, which was the 79th in Michigan Road, I believe. This was like a week or so ago. And the Lord says, everything's in my control. I have this in my will, in my timing. So that meant it's not for me to do. So, like, when he sends me, like, people will request me to come to the hospital. The Lord will begin to tell me if they're going to live, if they're going to die, what I need to do for that solution or whatever. And so with her being my best friend, it was not good, but it was easy because I knew she was ready to go. And she and I used to color together, and we would go out to eat together. She would encourage me while I'd be gone on my journey. She was Minister Lucille Hampton. And then when I got there, they had a table of all her works, like her things she would color. And it just took me back because I know me and her color together. Now y'all know I color. Girl, I know. But I color because it soothes you. It's like therapy. You know, I like puzzles because it's like therapy, you know. And I'm just glad that I knew she was saved. I only seen her have one bad day since 2006. One bad day she had. And no one could testify any different than that. You know, she was a true woman of God. So I'm just saying that to ask you all to pray for her family, the Hampton family.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Her father took it kind of. You don't want to bury your children.
Amen.
Think about that. You don't want to bury your children. But because I know that we are a praying church and our prayers are answered, as we always see that he comes through for us when we pray, to just keep lifting up the Hampton family. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
My testimony is I'm glad God is just in control. I thank God for confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for strength.
Yes.
You know, because without strength, we wouldn't be able to make it. So, I go, and I just thank God that he's able to keep me
Amen.
Through it all,
Amen.
And I'm able to
Amen.
Submit to him.
Amen.
So, he's in control with everything. So, I give the glory to God, all the glory and the praise
Amen.
To him, because he's worthy. He's a good, good
yes,
father.
He is.
Amen.
Yes. He's a good father.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for life. Also, I thank God for the increase of my family with peace.
Yeah.
Nothing like peace.
Okay,
I live peace with my family. God be with us, with my family, with peace. Everything is going smoothly. No, nothing disturbs the family now. I'm so happy for that because
yeah.
I love peace in my life.
Yeah.
Also, my wife always living in peace now. We do many things together. Before I came out, my wife, she can't do anything until she see me. Also, when I receive call, I'm going to tell my wife what is going on with family right now. God bless us with peace. I'm so happy. Also, I'm happy for the family. Then my son did birthday yesterday. He's very happy yesterday. Everything he wants to do with me. I said, why can't you do one thing with your mom? I said, no, I want to do it too. Dad. I said, I'm carrying around my wife, moving the way around that way everywhere. We do our work with ourselves. Everything just goes easily. I thank God for that. Also, I want to just pray for my daughter because my daughter needs mother. They miss the family.
Yes.
Do you understand? They miss me, they miss their mother. That is always cause sickness time to time. So I want to just pray for my daughter so that very soon I know everything, all the family will be together in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That is my testimony to guide my family. We have a few. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, our testimony is kind of similar to what Casino was going through back in how they was messing around with your taxes. And the apostle was praying over that thing. But the Lord has blessed us even more than what we were supposed to get. So when we had also, hallelujah, also when he had gave that $50 seed, you know, it doubled. Hallelujah. The Lord has been so good, so awesome, so magnificent.
You know,
we just praise the Lord at all times. Praise will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. That is my testimony. I know my wife has talked about it.
He got good. Yes, he is.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I praise God for who he is in our lives and how he's such a blessing and he's sure to his word.
Yeah.
And I praise God for Apostle. She even have a, even when she corrected us, because we was having a conversation, I was telling her, Apostle, my money tight. I gave my seed. It just came out. I was like, I believe in God, but I made a sacrifice. And she was telling me, don't have worry, honey. It's in him. Remember, it's in him. And I was like, praise God. So I thank her. And then we got that extra check. I was like, well, hey, Lord, look, that's back on the seat. So I was just praying God. She can get to the Lord and be like, you just need to be quiet. And I'm learning it. But I'm grateful. And then I got a little certificate at work for doing well.
Amen.
So that's good. I'm grateful for that. So, God is good. I'm grateful for all he is. I know all he does in my life. And then on the way to church, my husband said, you know, we had an argument about it over about a year. I was like, that's a blessing, ain't it? And I'm like, that's true. And I hadn't really thought about it. But it's nice to have a home that's peaceful. And we, even when we do have disagreements, both of us know how to use some of that shut mouth grace and just go away and get your spirit right and then come back and talk like civilized people.
Amen.
So praise God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because my friends here may know, and I'm going to tell.
So, not on you, on them.
I'm going to tell on you before I introduce the speaker.
But get this. So, the Lord had us to do a $50 seed.
All right.
And you can hear a pin drop in here, like, man, you see, we short. We got 5,000 square feet. I'm bragging on God right now.
Yes.
And people trying to figure out how do them people do that over there. They only a handful of them.
Okay.
But we're a handful of people that believe in God. By faith.
Yes.
We're faith walkers.
Yes.
And so sometimes God will make me stretch them like, well, you know, it's seed time. I forget what was the holiday. Look. I said, the Lord said, sow a $50 seed at Pentecost time because it's 50. And the Lord's going to increase you by multiplying something.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said they got more than what they would do.
Right.
So God did multiply that thing.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not easy to trust. Like the woman, the Shunammite woman, it wasn't easy to trust the voice of God through a human being when you're looking at what you don't have.
Uh-huh.
You got to believe God for what you do have.
Yes.
That when you sow it,
right,
the increase is going to come.
Right.
And so we had to do something else after that. And she said, well, you know, Yvonne, she was just sweet as she could be. And she said, well, you do know that I did sow my seed. I said, don't fuss about it that you sowed it. Because you want God to bring the increase. Because, see, if we start complaining, man, dog, Apostle made us get $50. She made us. She manipulated us. She come on, the devil said, you know you didn't have that money.
Lord,
she took your Ponderosa money. Amen. It don't come to me. Am I right?
Amen.
Carolina said, it don't come to me. We're doing it by faith.
Yes.
And when you do it by faith, then increase comes from that. And I'm glad his testimony, she told her herself, because she was smiling, but she said, I did give. That's 50. I said, well, give God praise for that.
Amen.
So we're seeing God is proving himself to us.
Amen.
Yes? Just give God one hand praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to glorify God on that too. It's
well,
a piggyback.
Well.
I did sow, and I had my husband to put his hand on the envelope, and I said, we're sowing this seed together. And I told him, you know, we have faith on that seed. And so I just thank God that he does have another job, and he's waiting on a phone call for an interview for a bigger job. Not only that, when you sow your seed and you have faith on it and you're not double-minded, God will manifest your harvest on that seed.
Amen.
Now, Wednesday when I came to church, I wasn't going to come to church to tell you the truth. I didn't tell anybody, but I was on the red in my car. And I said, well, I'm going to call upon the return from the seed I sowed. Well, I went home with a full tank of gas, so
Amen.
Praise God for that. So, thank God. Now we're going to have a real good portion of our service where we're going to have our ministers come and bring us a... Oh, thank you. All right. It's on the paper.
Offering.
Okay. Lesson number one, offering. Glory to God. I'm just excited, I guess, about what we're going to hear. Well, guys, offering time. Clap your hands, all you people. We get to sow another seed. Glory to God. And for those of you listening on the Blog Talk Radio, what's really going on around here, please feel free to send your tithe or offerings. There is a Way Out Ministry at 2538 West Washington Street, Suite 101, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46222. And thank you. We do have a debit card reader.
I got the bread for me.
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the seeds that have been sown, Lord Jesus. And anybody that wasn't able to give, God, we ask that you would bless and increase their seed, Lord Jesus, so that they can be able to sow in the kingdom as well. Lord, take these seeds, multiply, Lord Jesus, and let it return not void, but increase in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to call for Apostle Dobbins to come up right now at this time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, can I sing him word?
Yes.
In the midnight hour?
Yes.
In the doctor's office?
Yes.
In the courtroom?
Yes.
Amen. I've seen him work in the workplace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've seen him work in our marriages.
Yes.
Glory to God. Don't get me started on
this.
I've seen him work in my family.
Yes.
I've seen him work in my son. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I've seen him work in me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when God is working, peace can't stay.
Official, but the blessing is much greater.
You see that
I'm not preaching.
I'm not preaching. I want to, my friend, Manona, I met her a few years ago at Christ Church Apostolic, amen, and we had transitioned over there with Apostle Tyson from New Beginning Ministries, which New Beginning Ministries was like a free church. We left a free church to go to a church that was in bondage. So they was looking at us. We coming with our fans. They only wore dresses. Amen. And so I never forget, she came up to me and she said, you my sister. The rest of these folk up in here, I don't know. I didn't even know her. I said, okay. I said, you, we sisters. I see the glory of God on you, but some of these folk up in here, But you pray for me, but not nobody. And she meant it. I'm like, well, I guess she my sister. She ain't playing. But I love real people, amen. I praise God for real people. We don't talk much, but when we do, we see each other. She knows I'm there for her. I know she's there for me.
Amen.
And she's a powerful woman. Even I heard a CD coming out of you. I heard a CD.
Yeah.
Like, you pray the music, you can exhort the music, give your testimony in the music. Do that. It's anointed. Some anointing in there. I'm going to tell on this, and I'm going to bring up these speakers. She came to class one night. I invited her to class, and I had a nice size. I think it was about 25, 30 students in that class. Made on the come. She had on some heels. I said, you should have came comfortable. I told you to be comfortable. So I was stretching them with activations. And she said, I'm tired. I said, you tired? We're going to do another activation. Each time they say I'm tired, y'all know I'm going to do what? Another activation. Amen. And she was looking at me. She said, my feet hurt. Sound like you. I looked at her. I said, girl, nobody's scared of you. You going to work. And after class, when I let her do the closing, she said, I was up getting a little upset, but I'm glad to be stressed. Praise God. I'm glad. And her feet was hurting, so I give God praise that, amen, we can submit one to another.
Amen.
And then as you all could discern, she's very anointed of God, very powerful. God uses her in mighty ways.
Amen.
Amen. You know, God takes us through deep storms because he's calling us to be some deep people.
Amen.
You never had no trials or nothing. I'm not going to say get ready, but they do come because God is trying to make you.
That's right.
Can you still have faith in your daughter be healed and serve me over here while she's over there?
Right.
Can you believe me for finances here and there?
Yeah, right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so it's not easy to have a family in Nigeria and you're praying for them.
Yeah.
But God always does a miracle.
Yes,
I wanted to send money myself. I didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I prayed God would do it.
Amen.
Amen. So you know who will go before us.
Amen.
So today is our marriage ministry. Actually, it started because I felt like we needed to know the benefit of the husband in the home.
A lot of people call them the N-word. They treat them like boys. That's not what we want to do here. And so every, I think, fourth Sunday, they, the husband and wife team minister. We used to separate and have the men over there and the women over here, but the Lord set us to bring it together for a season until we build up more people, then we would go back to separating it. Because I think men need to see a good husband working and see a prosperous wife working as well, and they will be able to share their testimony with us. So they both have, they know the time that they have been given. So I'm going to have, I'm going to have Mrs. Shavonna come first. And then we give God a hand praise for her. And then immediately after that, Elder Barry is going to come. So, Christina, you can start with the CD, please. So I'm not going to come back up just when she's done. Is that all right? You come on up, Elder. All right. So we give God a hand praise for Minister Yvonne Berry and Elder Berry. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So, Lord God, I just, Heavenly Father, I come for you right now. I ask that you would go before me, Lord Jesus. I ask that you would make your word plain, Lord God, and that you bring those things back to my remembrance that I've studied. We thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, last time we spoke, the Lord has impressed on me to go over the love languages, the different love languages. So, last time we spoke about the words of affirmation, love language.
Amen.
But this time we're going to cover the gift giving act, love language.
Amen.
And so many of us love gifts. And love, one of the, this love language, some people, they like to express the way they feel. They like to receive gifts, and so sometimes that's their way of, that's their love language, so they desire to give gifts. And, excuse me, we get excited because we're going to receive something for from someone, and because we want someone to put thought in it, the purchase that they made for us.
Amen.
The gift is a representation. It's supposed to be something that you put thought in, a representation of something that you believe that they would like and that they would appreciate, and that it represents something that came from, that's near and dear to your heart, an expression of how you feel about them, or something that you know that they would enjoy. And gift-giving, for some people, it is their primary love language. But I love how these love languages, they tie in with the language that the Lord has for us, because he created us,
yeah.
And the desires that we hear, that we have, we ultimately receive them from him, because he is love. And so the gift that he gave us was Jesus. And so with as we give our gifts unto others, we have to be mindful that we have a pure heart and that we give them out of a pure heart and not out of manipulation, not out of a desire to gotta get them on our side or anything that's not holy or anything that is not sincere.
Amen.
And so I often think about how the wise men, they knew and they heard about how Jesus was coming, and I'm sure that they knew how all the things they had to go through with sacrifice, how the priest had to sacrifice for their sins. And so they knew and they heard about this baby that's going to be born, and that he was going to be the ultimate sacrifice that's going to just change things. And so they came bearing gifts, meaning showing their gratitude of this baby. And so as we give and express our love, we have to also know sometimes we may not have the money to give, but we can use our creative side, and we can do arts and crafts. You can find all kind of things, even in the dollar store, just even if you just write a note to it and say, well, this reminds me of this when we do this, or just different ideas about how to express your love in a tangible way where you can show that person that. Well, and they know that it's not all about the money, but it's about how you feel about them.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so just in tying in how the love language of gift giving, we want to expound on how the Lord gave us Jesus as a gift. Ekarabasha. So we know that the Lord loved us, mankind, so much that even yet while we were sinners, Christ died for the ungodly.
Yes.
And even as we go through things in our marriage, even when they wrong us, our spouse may do something wrong or say something wrong, we must always walk in humility. And then look at how the Lord has given us and graced us to have grace for them, even in their wrongdoing. There has to be someone that has that allows the Holy Fruit of the Spirit to work in them in order to be that pillar of peace in the house, even when one of us is acting up, so there can be peace. So even as we think about the Lord and how he gave Jesus for us, I like to think about this is Jesus. Jesus is the Spirit, but he first came and put on the body, and he walked this thing out to show us that it's something that we can do, that we can do all things through Christ, because he left, he came, hung, bled, and died, and he was poured out as that drink offering for us to be that example for us, so we can be that gift representation, representing him to be a blessing to other people. And there is so much that is in him. And I have some scriptures that will go over that. But even this I use it as a representation of the gift, if we did have anything tangible of the Lord, because there's so much that's in him. You know, like when people have given us something, we have to open it up. But even as we are that those representation of Christ, that people can see Christ in us, the hope of glory, that they, like the Apostle said, they look at us and wonder how we do this, but we walk by faith, and the Lord teaches us to not look at the things that are seen, but look at those things that are not seen. So this teaches us to be a good example for Christ, because it is not what we wear on the outside, but it is what's in us.
Amen.
And how we can pull out peace, because Christ is in us.
Amen.
And we can pull out faith, and we can pull out hope, and we can pull out encouragement and all the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace. And we can pour those things out on others because the gift of the Holy Spirit is in us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And then also with the love languages, to discover another person's love language, we must first observe the way that they express their love, because it may not be actual gifts. It may be adoration or, you know, another type of love language. But as we give gifts, we just want to make sure that we do it sincerely. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord."
Amen.
And I love it is that the way the Lord set this whole thing up, that it's appointed unto every man that we must die. There's a season for all things. But he didn't just create us and then just create this whole plan for us to just come down here, roam on earth, and die off, and there was no purpose.
Right.
So the wages of sins, but there is a penalty for walking in sin and living in sin and not accepting the free gift that he has offered to us, because it's the gift of Jesus. And we can have eternal life through that, through Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Another scripture is Ephesians 2. "For by grace we are saved through faith, and that's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God." So the Lord also teaches us to walk in humility and not get puffed up, because he will uplift those who are humble, but the exalted he will humble.
Well,
he will bring down. And it shows us how we can glory in the Lord, but not take his glory.
Yeah.
Because how can we call or lead others unto the Lord that we know and that we trust if we act like we are that God?
Yeah.
We don't want them to worship us. We want them to worship our Father.
Amen.
We have 1 Peter 4:10. "Every man hath received the gift, so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God."
Amen.
And that shows the responsibility that we have, that we are supposed to wear the gifts that we have loosely, I mean, not bringing anything to ourselves, but I like that illustration that Apostle has as a bottle of water. We are that vessel. We just the bottle holding the water, and we pour that out on people. So, you know, not giving any gratitude of ourselves, but we have that gift to be a blessing to others. Romans 11 and 29 says, "For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance." And that's just something that we definitely need to keep the scripture in mind and to be mindful of it. But to know, it says here that the things that the Lord gives us, he gives it, they are without repentance, meaning he can't take them back. So that can be a dangerous thing when you fall into rebellion or you fall into backsliding or when you use your gift of prophecy or word of knowledge, the gift that you have that to not uplift the kingdom when you use them for towards Satan and his kingdom. So, and it just shows you that he's a good, good father because he'll even, when he gives you something, he give it to you. He don't give it to you and take it back. But it's that we have a responsibility to have stewardship over that gift and use it because it's representing him, and that's why he gave it to us. Hallelujah. John 4:10. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God and whom it is that said to thee, 'Give me drink,' thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water." And it's because that she was just looking at what she saw, she didn't understand anything spiritually or anything that he was saying. So we have to, he said, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church." So we have to study and know what the Lord has put in us. We have to know what his word says. But we have to have our spirit open to receive what he says to us because the Lord speaks in parables and it's not always just something that's so easily to understand because the mind doesn't always comprehend what the Spirit is trying to reveal to us. Hallelujah. Romans 5 and 15. "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, but much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abound unto many." And it's basically saying that though Adam sinned and he caused many to die, Jesus Christ was a perfect sacrifice, and through him, many can have life. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And even in our marriages, it's necessary that we always have that mindset. Wherever we go, even in times of disagreement, you know, my mama used to always tell me, "Fix your face, fix your face." And that's just always, my expressions are always on my face, you know. And so I'm saying that even when we're together, if there are times of disagreement, if we get ready to go to church together, do your best. Fix your face. Don't wear the way you feel, you know. You want to represent the kingdom and then pray about that thing and ask the Lord to help us come together so we can, you know, clear the issue. Yes. But not where everyone knows that something's wrong.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless God. 2 Chronicles 21 and 3. "And their father gave them great gifts of silver and of gold and of precious things with fenced cities in Judah. But the kingdom he gave to Jeroboam because he was the firstborn." And in saying that gifts, it just depends on how we look at the gifts, they have received others received other things, silver and gold. But the firstborn, he received the kingdom. And the Lord sent Jesus, and we are joint heirs with him, and we have access to the kingdom, the ultimate gift, life after death, eternal life, in heaven, not in hell. So we have to do what we're supposed to do, be those the right representation for Christ in the earth. We have to walk in the Spirit, and we have to continue to enjoy being thrust forth. And so we can grow, so it's about keep pushing us, receive the push, because the push is making us better, because it's going to be time when we encourage others to push them. And I think it's so easy. Sometimes we, like my husband and I were talking about my brother and things I need to encourage him in doing, even with his children. A lot of times we can see the other things that people are not doing, and God was giving me a revelation about how he doesn't do this, how he doesn't do that. But that's a push for him, and I need to continue to push him in that, and then even in knowing that how he feels uncomfortable about that word, that hammer coming down on him. Remember, you too are receiving some things that are uncomfortable because the Lord has taken us to another level spiritually. May we always continue to grow and be open so we can be, continue to be that clay that's on the wheel that the potter can make and form us to be better, because we all going to stand on that day in judgment, and the Lord is going to weigh our works. And we definitely want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter to the joy of the Lord. So in closing, just stating that love language, which is the gift of giving, know that Jesus, he's been the ultimate gift for us. And if we walk in the word, we walk in Jesus, we'll represent him right, even in our marriage, on our jobs, in our ministry. We'll do things and not based on what we see, or we'll do things in faith, and our faith will continue to grow.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because he is the gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Awesome.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Still on.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Another wonderful message from my wife. Hallelujah. That was very inspirational.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As we get started here, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this word, Lord. Lord, I ask you to speak to my, open my mouth and speak to my lips, that will bring forth the word that you have planted in me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that anyone that is listening to this sermon, Lord, that they would be inspired and encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Going forward, I remember what you were saying, don't speak negative. I wasn't trying to speak negative into that. I was trying to encourage how God has made a change in my life to where, you know, no arguments come about. So, but Apostle is very powerful, because I do listen to your words, because you are very inspirational of leading people to always think positive and not speak negative into the atmosphere.
Because
that makes a difference.
Because
right.
Even when people get up there and say, Apostle, we love you,
mm-hmm.
and then within a matter of minutes, they're tested because you voice that.
Okay.
Amen. So
okay.
I'm saying, don't
right.
open the door.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah. See, and that's why I take heed to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the verse that I'm, one of the verses that I'm going to be relating to is from Ecclesiastes 4 and 12. Surprised I said that right. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 4 and 12. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a 3-4 cord is not quickly broken. You know, this is the verse I use as a vow. I don't know if you remember when we got married. And we have to choose to let God intercede in times of trouble,
mm-hmm.
so that both spouses come out victorious over the enemy. I had choices. My wife had choices when it comes to decision making. You have to make up your mind that you're not going to let anybody sway you away from your decision making when it's coming from God. You just don't want to upset your spouse. You don't want to nag your spouse. You don't want to put a spouse in a situation that causes her mind discouragement in this marriage. So that's a good way of your marriage lasting, is when you do things of the Lord. Because
yeah.
it makes a tremendous benefit when God is always the center of that relationship.
Yes.
You know, he keeps you in that band close to him. But, you know, the enemy's job is to always try to ruin relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Not just marriages, all type of relationships.
That's right.
That is his job, to bring in dysfunction, mental attacks, mental abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to speak into the atmosphere that, you know, you have no jurisdiction over
yes.
my life.
Amen.
You have no power over me.
Amen.
God is my source. So we have to continue to listen to the word of God, you know, because the enemy's going to always try to put stumbling blocks in your path. His purpose is to destroy all things, not just marriage.
Right.
You know, what do you do in the time of temptation? And the fruit of holiness is power. And holiness itself is set apart from the world, you know, and to listen to the word of God. We have to be very positive. Like I said earlier, you know, our apostle is a leader in that and speaking into us on how to be positive in everything we do. Because, you know, what you do say in the atmosphere is going to come back around. Because I remember when I was young, I didn't know no better. And the first thing that comes to mind, you always say, well, I don't think that's going to work. And guess what? It don't work. So I never had the mindset or talk, you know, to be positive about everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that mindset, you're able to teach your children
yeah.
that
yeah.
same aspect, you know, because they don't know no better, because they learn a lot of things from you because of what they see. They always model their parents most of the time. So, you know, temptation comes in all forms. That is, so the things of this world is lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And that's what a lot of people have, is that pride issue. This is the world's viewing of living, which is contrary to the word of God. So the world have their own standard, which most of the time fails. But God's standard doesn't fail. We fail because we don't follow the ways of the Lord. And wants to, and we want to take God out of the equation. So that's why we have havoc upon our life. And God is the glue to a healthy relationship.
Yes.
The word of God says we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power, we just can't allow the enemy to ruin that relationship. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that no matter what the situation is, you are the head of everything, and everything falls on you. Because what is that greatest example of what Adam did in the garden?
Right.
Even though Eve sinned, he came to Adam.
Yes, he did.
So this is a lot of things that I didn't know as growing up, because I wasn't taught a lot of things. But I don't take that against my father, because he did the best he could at that time before he passed away. And you already know my story. He passed away when I was 15. So I had to take a lot of responsibility and help raising the children, you know, help my mom raise the children, I should say. But when we don't teach our children respect your elders, respect just people in life, period. If I would have known a lot of that, a lot of things would have changed. So, you know, I was divorced before, but, you know, if I would have had those values and known the way of the Lord, you know, you never know how a situation could have came out. You know what I'm saying? But it goes to show you, though, when you have that sense of nurturing your children the right way, you'll see a difference.
Yeah.
Because you just seen there how Elias, you know, how he's showing rejoicing because he sees that with his mom doing.
Yeah.
You know, he comes loving on one another because we always instill love to one another in this place.
Mm-hmm.
So he shares that and feels that. So you, it goes to show you that you can teach a child some things, and they quickly adhere to that. So when you're always teaching negative, then most of the time they're going to be negative. So when you always say, I don't have no money, I'm broke, when you're going to be poor, you're going to be broke. You're going to be poor. And the Word of God says you're going to always have the poor among you because He knows their mentality. So, but, you know, it takes us to make a difference. Kind of get away a little bit. I hope my time's right. Okay. There we go. Now, where am I? I almost lost my train of thought here. But when we don't teach the way of the Lord, we lose sight of God's purpose for our life. We have to teach our children the ways of the Lord, but the enemy tries to destroy the men out of their purpose. He, in the beginning, thought he had a strategy to cause dysfunction. I talked about it before, how the lack of man causes a lot of dysfunction in the home, which led to worldwide. I gave you statistics of the lack of men, of how children behavior became, how a lot of them are in prison. It was a high number, 80%, because of the lack of men. Why a lot of men and women are in prison for the lack of father not being at home. So God has set up standards for a purpose, and we have to listen to those standards, even though, you know, the way men were in the past, and some of them are now, is why women have a hard time wanting to listen to a man, especially because a man don't want to take his place. It was also prophesied to me about being a youth pastor and for the young children, and that right there shows me that God is already setting a standard and purpose of how to teach this next generation the way of the Lord. You know, the more they be educated and taught, it will help them in their life. Getting back to the men, you know, I was only taught a few things growing up, but like I said, I never take anything away from my dad. He did the best he could and things, and I'm just glad that I move forward and take learning as a way of improving myself. We men have this pride issue we have this pride issue to where we think we have to be controlling in order to lead a home. But the Bible says in Ephesians 4:2-3, says, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring, hope I pronounced that word right, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So we can't have that controlling mentality, because that leads nothing to strife in the home. And the state of being humble is, you know, dependent on the Lord, not self. Men ask for help. It's things your wife can benefit from that, and vice versa. You know, because the greatest example is a wife is a great influencer if it's coming from the Lord, of course. But you can show the influence that started in the beginning when Adam was influenced by his wife to eat the fruit. So you know your wife is an influencer because you went and ate the fruit. So it's something she said caused you to do what you shouldn't have done.
That's good.
So we have to keep our hearts with all diligence. For out of it springs the issue of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. Put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. And that came from Proverbs 4:23-27. You know, we have to stay focused to the ways of the Lord. It will not fail you. Keep your path in righteousness, because God hears the righteous prayers. Amen. And He hears, and His ears are far from the unrighteous. Let me slow it down a little bit. That's why a lot of marriages are destroyed for the lack of wisdom that God has given you, you know, and God, you know, the book does say, the word of God says, you know, ask for wisdom. You know, even Moses had a scripture, give me the spirit of wisdom, you know, because you need it in your everyday life.
Amen.
So, so going back to the benefit of marriage by the men asking wives for help, you know, because the Lord even made it plain, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So everything y'all do is together.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
So, you know, we have to teach. Once we get this teaching, we also have to teach our children and even other men the ways of the Lord. Because it will help life. They don't realize it, and people don't realize that you will come into trials and tribulation, but that's the way of following the Lord. And then he didn't say it's going to be easy. So spouses, listen to what the Lord says, you know, because he has given us so much information that we just need to listen to his words. So we have to stay focused, listen to the ways of the Lord. It will not fail us. Keep your path of righteousness. I think I read that one already. Forgive me for that. So spouses, I should say, even the singles, you know, you have to listen that. The Lord says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will come upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. So you will no longer be in captivity of a dysfunctional marriage if you allow God to be the center of everything you do. So the Lord has so many, what's the word I want to use? So many ways that he has for you. I just missed my place, but praise God, hallelujah. So Christ, set an example for us by setting the seed, and now we have time to harvest what he has sown into us.
Amen.
So, and actually, that didn't come until today when the Lord revealed that to me.
Amen.
I said, well, praise God. So God always knows how to intercede. He knows how to keep you on the right path just as long as you listen. You have to understand that for spouses, can two walk together except they be in agreement? And that's from Amos 3:3. So you have to have agreement. You have to have communication. And you have to always, you know, let your wife know what you're doing, or your spouse, I should say, know what you're doing. Because it's just so much easier when you're doing something and they're not knowing where you're at, and then now they're calling you and wondering where you're at. Well, you should have known. But what do you mean I should have known? You should let that be known to me. So do not lie to one another. You have to put off the old man.
Yeah.
So lying is just detrimental in a relationship. You know, because once you've known to be a liar, then it's hard for them to regain that trust, you know, especially when it comes to infidelity and things like that. It's hard for them to regain that trust in you again. Not saying it can't happen, but it'd be very hard. And the way to do that is not to put yourself in that situation, because a lot of men and women are tempted, but it still comes to the end, there's our choice.
Right.
You know, we shouldn't put ourselves in that situation in the first place. And Paul stated clearly, run from that sin. Because so many people in the churches are getting caught up in that mess, I would say. Because they don't want to control that. So that's why we always have to pray, even for churches, even for, you know, pastors and anybody who's not doing what they're supposed to do, but we also should be praying on their behalf, too.
Amen.
That the Lord would change things.
Yeah.
All right. So that's when it comes to the points where Galatians 5, 16 through 17, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yeah.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
Mm-hmm.
So when we listen to the Spirit, we are overcomers.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know I have another verse here from Romans. Oh, make sure my time is right. Okay. One more scripture from Romans 16:17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause the division and offenses are contrary to the doctrine, which you have learned, and avoid them. So a lot of people will try to teach you, even in churches, teach you ways that are not from the Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's best to always read your word daily.
Yeah.
It's always good to meditate on that word.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to do that. And the Lord said, don't chastise yourself for what you didn't do in the past, just as long as you're doing it now.
Yeah.
Because once I got out of the household, it was like, do my own thing. And waited till late in my 30s to finally serve the Lord. And sometimes I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I take so long? But, you know, God has really had grace and mercy on my life.
Amen.
So I just thank God for that. For leading me. So, as in closing, you know, I'm supposed to make that noise. Saying I'm done. So, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. So, spouses, if we just listen to God and His plans He has for us, you know, we'll eliminate all this dysfunction in the household.
Amen.
And hopefully here in the future, you know, we have a lot more men that can hear the word of God and take heed to that. So we have to continue to pray. So, Father, we just thank you for this word, Lord. We thank you for your magnificent power in this place, Lord. We thank you for the transformation that is coming. We thank you for the transformation that are already in most of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to cleanse us of anything that is not of you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Awesome job. The Lord said, God bless you.
Amen.
If you were blessed by the message, you can get a CD today for $5. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to have Elder and Sister Verity come up and pray. And if one more person would like to pray, we do have a meeting immediately after service. So we just have to have one person praying, amen. We are a team, amen.
Amen.
If you don't need prayer, you want to come pray, we welcome you to do that with Elder and Sister Barry, amen. If you desire prayer, you're welcome to come down for prayer right now. And I believe Christina's finding us some sort of song. Amen. So, amen. Amen. You're welcome. We generally have about 12:30, so I'm just trying to use wisdom, amen.
Amen.
You desire prayer, you're welcome.
Thank you.
you want to come pray? Would you like to come pray with them? Okay. Apostle still having everyone to buy the book of
a shift in leadership. It's a mandate for everyone. It's a mandate for this house. God is shifting this house, and we have to be on one accord. So just get the book and just so we can go over and read it. Amen. And if you have not set an appointment to meet with Apostle, please, please see me. Amen. So we can get that set up for her with her. Please continue to enter and exit the front door. Amen. And that's all I have right as of right now.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to have Evangelist Mayona to come and have final remarks and to dismiss us. Amen.
I guess you did not. Give God a hand, praise as she comes.
Amen.
Thank you for visiting us. You're welcome anytime. Amen.
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 Thank you, my sister.
And tonight is Revelation Sunday at 3:30. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Are we standing?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We are going to close with the Lord's Prayer. We know that that is a condensed version. Some consider that as the Lord's Prayer, but we know that that is a condensed version of Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray and the power, the authority that is in that condensed version of prayer. Amen. So we're going to end with saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. You are dismissed.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I wanted to know, do you have a problem with your New York?
Just a brief meeting with you all before we release. I know we have a double service today. You're welcome to come back, you guys. This is prophetic. At 3:30 if you want. Just not trying to make it. But you're welcome, amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Yes,
we do. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
I just want to thank you all for giving me 15 minutes.
Come on, phone.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to hold you. I know we got double service. And I want to firstly thank you all for stepping up, helping me, amen, through all the trying times I've had, amen, getting back from Africa, and running into the situation with my father. And it's not easy, amen, to hold up your leader's hands. Amen. We want to thank you all for joining in with us. God bless you. Good night.